time. Thank you, and you may be seated. Appreciate that. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Psalms 25 tonight. Aren't you glad it's not snowing yet? Did I hear an amen on that? The snow is coming. Winter will be here. How about it? Okay. Oh, well. What was it, 65 yesterday? 60 degrees? Shirt sleeves? How many of you have been outside in the shirt sleeves? You went out? Good.
I did.
Amazing.
I'd ride my bike today.
You were riding your bike?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Oh. Well, I do believe in global warming, but not the global warming that is being broadcast. You know, there is going to be a time when this world, this earth is really going to heat up. All right, book of 20, what did I say? Psalms 25. All right. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Psalm 55. So add a couple to that and get to Psalm 55. All right. We're going to look at a couple verses there tonight. Pastor is feverishly studying. You pray for him that he announced that he's going to be taking us through the book of Revelation. And that's going to be pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Life on wings. Life on the wings. New year is here. A decade with new challenges and all kinds of things happening, along with the old and the unfinished business. Anybody have an unfinished business in 2019? They didn't get stuff done yet? I didn't. I got a whole bunch of stuff. My honey-do list was real long. Okay? And I'm always finding something else to do. But, all right, life is ever-changing. It's been my delight from time to time. And one of the unfinished business I had, and I did finish it, was the reading of books. And one of the books that I picked up was this particular book. I have no idea where I found it. Somehow I found it on my travels. I'm a book collector. And this is called The Christian Secret of a Happy Life. And anybody ever heard of it? You haven't? You read it? You probably have it. Okay. Well, it was a difficult, all right? It was difficult for me. This is written by Hannah Whitehill Smith. I'm not sure where I got it, but it was a delight to read. And here's what she says at the beginning. Do you live out the freedom and joy available to you as a Christian? Or are you weighed down with burdens, with a sense of failure? In this classic, she reminds us to lay your troubles at the feet of Jesus, experience a life that is out of the ordinary. She offers the secret of the happy life. And I started reading this book way before, sometime in November. My wife would say, because I've got four books going right now. All right? I think it's four, including the Bible. And I read some in the morning, and then I read some here and some there, and I just keep going. And I like to read something that devotionally is going to get me going this morning. And I started reading this book, and I could not get a hold of it. It was a challenge to me. I just could not get a hold of it. And I never give up. And I thought, I want to finish this book. So I kept reading, and finally I broke through, and I began to understand some of the things that she was saying there. All right? I must say this, though, that the secret, all right, is a life lived with and through Jesus Christ, being surrounded by him above all. Paul said this in Philippians, for to me to live is, what, who? Christ, and to die is gain. Yes. In Galatians, Paul also said this, all right, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, And yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Life living, and this was a life on wings, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But look at Psalm 55 and verses 6 through 8. The Bible says this, "Fearfulness and trembling are upon me, and the horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander afar off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and from the tempest." I had just completed reading 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, and I read consecutively through the Bible, and you ought to do that, but this is my, 50th time through or 50th something through the Bible, I don't know what it is, but anyways, I used to go through at least the Old Testament twice a year, New Testament four times a year, Psalms twice a year, and Proverbs at least 12 times a year. That's just the way I've been doing it. But anyways, I was reading 1 Samuel, and I had just completed, and the history of Israel shifts, because if you remember, Samuel begins with King Saul, and then King Saul, at the end of 1 Samuel, he dies. And some believe that he took his own life. Another, the Amalekite gave, I don't know where, I'm not going to tell you what the truth is there, but some believe that it did, that he did take his own life. But Saul had died, and it seemed all was going to be great for David. But if you remember what happened to David, and this is where this psalm comes in, David had been chased by Saul all over the place. And this particular psalm really probably takes place either in the cave of Adullam or after he was out, because that's where, if you remember, David was just about able to take King Saul's life. And he was in the cave, and Saul was there, and he could have done that, but he didn't. And he said, "I am not going to touch the Lord's anointed." And David knew that. But here's the whole thrust of the whole thing. If you look at verses 1 through 5, you'll see there. David says this, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not myself in my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me." So he's praying, he's asking the Lord, "I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, the oppression. My heart is very sore," in verse 4, "within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me, and a fearfulness and trembling and come over me, and horror hath overwhelmed me." Now there you've got the idea that David is really going through some struggles, all right? And we go through struggles in our lives. And this particular devotional tonight, or what we're talking about, is really the Christian's secret is to mount up with wings. Now, what wings are we talking about? Well, if you notice what those verses in verses 6 through 8 says, if I were like a dove and I could fly away. Have you ever thought that? When you come to a difficult time in your life and things are not there, man, I just wish I could fly away. I just get away from it. And I'd say, you're right. But those wings that we're going to talk about are not the wings of getting us out of it, but getting us into it. And what am I talking about? The answer is yes, we can. So often, in the midst of troubles and woes, we try to escape in our own way. The writer states this, our souls were made, now listen to this, to mount up with wings, and we try to flee to the horses as the Israelites did. Go to Isaiah chapter 30, and keep your finger there. Go to Isaiah chapter 30. Well, now, she said something very, very interesting, and it drove me into these books to figure this out. All right, now you remember Isaiah, all right, was that prophet that, he was really lowering the boom to Israel. and saying, you guys are really going to go through it. And they were so far from the Lord. Isaiah chapter 30, I want you to go there. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 13 through 18. Look at this, Isaiah 30. And this is interesting, all right? And where did I say 13? 13 to 18, okay. All right, here it is. Look at this. Therefore, this iniquity shall be upon the breach ready to fall, the swelling of the high place, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. He shall break it in pieces like the potter's vessel that is broken into pieces. The pastor was preaching on that. He shall not spare, so shall not be found in the bursting of the sherd, and take fire from the hearth. Now, go on. For thus saith the Lord. Now, this is, you got to get this. Isaiah is one of those preachers known as one of the major prophets, and he is thundering, thus saith the Lord. He says, listen, Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, and in quietness and confidence you shall be your strength. And you would not. He said, no, you're not doing it. And he said here, but ye said, no, but we will flee upon the horses. Now, what's the horses? It's our own way to get away from it, to fix it, to try to fix whatever troubles we're going through, some difficulties we may be going through. This old world is going through that. And if you've been at all tied into the news, it's all bad. Yeah, and it drives you crazy because it needs fixed. And notice what he says here. Verse 17. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, and the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left a beacon upon the top of the mountain and like an ensign upon the hill. And therefore will the Lord wait. Now, notice, it comes to a conclusion here. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. Therefore will he be exalted, that ye may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is God of judgment or justice. And now notice his final, he says there, blessed are all they that, what? Wait. The wings are the waiting on the Lord. Later on, Paul, or the writer, or Isaiah, would thunder these particular verses, which you know so very, very well in Isaiah chapter 40. And you might want to turn there if you want to, but why sayest thou, O Israel, all right, O Jacob, and speakest thou that my way is hidden from the Lord, and justice due unto me? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? Now notice, there is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to those that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, but they that, what's he say? Wait upon the Lord. Shall mount up with wings of eagles. All right? So what's the key here? Well, David was saying, if I was like a dove, you needed to have those wings. The wings of an eagle. It was just the other day, I was down at Mom and Dad's house, and I've been working there all week. We had to take care of a septic system that was there, and God gave us beautiful weather in the middle of January. Can you believe it? No frost in the ground. And here they were digging, and Dad had put in tons of topsoil in the backyard. Anyways, it's all in. But anyways, my story goes on. I'm coming up from the river, and I looked up, and there went the eagle. Mount up with wings as an eagle. Well, the life of wings is the life of an eagle, who is lifted not by his own strength, but by the strength of the Lord. By the strength of the Lord. You see, he is our life. He is our life. I think I had another section here I wanted to read. Yes, I do want to. You see, he is our life. And we can fly to God at any time we want. But so oftentimes in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of troubles, in the midst of this new year, we have our goals. Did you make any New Year's resolutions? Did you make any goals? Harold's saying no because he knows that they don't work. But it is good to have goals. It is good to have some ahead of there, all right, so that you don't get disappointed, all right? You will, in a sense, you will. But you know what? That eagle that I saw flying there, even though you can see an eagle just gliding with their 6-foot wingspan, and when you see them, they seem to be gliding. But guess what? They had to flap their wings to get up into the air, which is tremendous strength to be able to do that. They had to do that. And it takes your flapping of your wings. Well, what wings am I talking about? Well, could be the wings of the Bible study. It could be the wings of a prayer time. It could be the wings of getting into a new Sunday school study. It could be the wings of coming out to prayer meeting and being more faithful that way. That's the wings that I believe that she's talking about here. Because David said, "Oh, that I were like a dove." Now, I'm a bird watcher. Are you a bird watcher? I love to watch the birds, especially in the wintertime. Now, it hasn't been really good this year because there's not been any snow on the ground. And so the birds are finding all theirs. The other day, my bees were out flying, and I was watching them, too. It was incredible. But when you watch a bird and you watch them fly, how easily they can, it just seems, oh, my word, they get up into the air. Must have been that looking at an eagle, maybe, looking at a bird that the Wright brothers saw so many years ago. Where was that? North Carolina?
Kitty Hawk.
And they probably looked up and said, if I was like a dove, if I was like a bird, how can I get up there? And today we've got a whole industry built upon that. Thousands and thousands of planes. We watched our daughter come from Cincinnati, and we got on the site where you can watch the plane fly. Well, it tracks it, you know. But if you bring that site up, it shows you all of the planes that are in the air. It's incredible, the amount of them. But the Wright brothers had some sort of a vision. Get me up in the air. And they found out thrust and all the ways in which birds do that. So that's why I watch them, and they fly and they'll sit, and you think, how in the world? Well, to bring it back to where we're at here, all right, I want to read a couple of things out of the book here. You knew that I was going to because I brought it along. All right. This really kind of nails it down. The life of the wings. And she writes this. Birds, now listen, birds overcome the lower law of gravitation by the higher law of flight. Now listen to that. The lower law of gravity. What keeps you on the ground is called gravity. But now David said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove." And the soul on wings overcomes the lower law of sin and misery and bondage by the higher law of the spiritual flying. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus must be necessarily higher and more dominant law than the law of sin and death. So that law, it's the life of Christ. The wings is the life of Christ. And the closer we are to Christ in this life, which demands some of our flapping. We just don't need, we just can't sit and allow that, but we need to exercise. And that's what it's all about. The region of life in Christ cannot fail to conquer or triumph. Therefore, the soul that has mounted into the upper region of the life in Christ cannot fail to conquer. Well, she says this and gives an example of this, and I trust that you'll get that. She says, a friend once illustrated to me the difference between three of her friends in the following way. She said, if they all three would come to a spiritual mountain. Now, I'll tell you what, we are going to hit something in 2020 that you've never been to before. You're going to come to a mountain. You're going to come to something that's going to be insurmountable. Things are going to happen. You're going to wonder, how in the world is this ever going to happen? All right? And she said that a mountain had to be crossed. The first one, there's three friends. The first one would tunnel through it with hard and wearisome labor. Now, folks, that's where probably I'm at. All right, I see an obstacle, and man, I'm just go to it. I'm just going to get through it. I'm going to go through it some way. I'm going to work at it. Yesterday, I was outside working on the crazy moving of my sugar shack, and I was putting in the foundation because I'm getting ready to move that. And I was putting in the foundation, and I was digging, and you know, I'm a little older now, and you can't just bore into it, you know, and you keep, I'm one of the guys, I just can't quit. So I come trudging in the house last night, and after I had been out there for a couple of hours, and I said, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. So I laid down, I'm on the couch. Well, anyways, that's the guy that goes through the tunnel. That's me, all right? All right. The second would meander around in an indefinite fashion, hardly knowing where she was going, and yet, because her aim was right, getting around it at last. So instead of going over the mountain or going through the mountain, well, I'll find a way to get around it. How many of you are doing that? How many are trying to do that? Try to get around the problem. Try to get, well, there's got to be a way to fix it. I've done that too. We call that taking a wild goose chase, right? Anyways, but she says here, all right, but the third, she said, would just flap her wings and fly right over it. The third person. She went to the Lord. David did that. Bird watching, yeah, it's fantastic. It's absolutely. And in the morning, looking at all of God's creatures and seeing that, how lightly they can go. The wings that David needed and the wings that we need are here in the reading of the Word. God's given to us the blessed Holy Spirit in Christ to be able to do that. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians that He is the Holy Spirit, one who's called alongside of us. He is one who is, yes, inside, all right, the Spirit of Christ, but He is called alongside. He's our helper. So in the midst of 2020, in this year, you know, we need to do as David. And he said, lo, I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Do fly away, but fly away to God. Because those difficulties, those areas of life that you and I have, and the seemingly difficulties that are there, and the mountains that are going to come, we could bore through it, we could go any, or we could fly over top of them by getting as close as possible. See, God's promised He will never, ever leave us nor forsake us. Wow, that's a promise to hang on to. And you're in the midst of that. You remember that. And I'll remember that. Our souls were made to live in the upper atmosphere. Let's not stifle or choke on our life on the lower level. We were made to fly. And someday, when Christ comes, He calls us, we'll be caught up to meet Him in the air. And we will literally fly. I don't know what that's going to look like. But in the midst of that, in the middle of that, let's mount up and fly. It is a life on wings, the wings of an eagle. Quite a book. And there's a lot there. But I am challenged, and I trust that you are as well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this evening, and thank you for everyone that's here. And I pray, dear Lord, as we now go into our prayer time, that you would hear and answer these prayers, that we might draw very close to you. Thankful for each one that's here tonight. We pray that Christ would be lifted up. And Lord, you might draw us to yourself. Show us how to flap our wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I got to get a prayer sheet, and I don't have anything to write with. Okay. So, I brought my preaching Bible tonight, so I don't have a pen with it, so I'm fine. It's good to